Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. Be honest with God. Let me tell you a story of a friend of mine who 7 years ago was experiencing some pain in the abdominal area. But he was the kind of guy that did not want to go to the hospital, did not want to see the doctor, no matter what his wife tells him, please go to the doctor, please have yourself checked up. No. And so the pain would come and, you know, would subside, and he would take some medicine, some painkillers. And so it went on month after month after month, 7 years later. And one day he was in a trip with a friend who was a doctor, and he began to experiencing the pain. It was so much, he could see it in his face. And the doctor friend was so concerned, and he started asking questions. Do you have this symptom? Do you have this symptom? Do you have this symptom? And when he said, yes, 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 he said, let's go to the hospital now. I will never take no for an answer. Brought him to the hospital. They went through some tests. He had stage 4 cancer. Advanced, fast spreading. 3 months later, that man passed away. But 7 years ago, the symptoms were there. And his wife and his children, they wonder to this day, what if 7 years ago, what if he went to the doctor? What if he went through the procedures of trying to heal? Who knows? Perhaps he is still alive today. My friend, I'm using that story as an analogy, because in our gospel for today, Jesus says to the religious leaders, to the Pharisees, he says, I know you. I know your hearts. I know that your hearts do not have the love of God. My friend, God knows us. He knows what's wrong with us. He knows our maladies, and He knows our weaknesses. He knows our wounds. He knows our sins. He knows our stubbornness. And if only we run to God, to the great physician of the soul, and to be honest before Him, and to tell Him, Lord, perform surgery. Cut away anything that does not belong to you. And if we do that early on, then we would not have the diseases of the soul. I pray that right now, as you and I pray together, we boldly come before Him and expose what needs to be exposed. Do not run away. Do not hide away. Do not be like that man who did not want to go to where the healing is. You go to where the healing is. Go to God. Let your soul receive the blessing and the transformation in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask for grace. Come, Lord, I expose my whole heart to you. I come to you naked. You know me. You know what needs to be changed in me. I confess all my sins. I seek your forgiveness. Perform spiritual surgery in my soul. Cut away anything that is destroying me. Lord, change my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Do you want to receive abundance in your life in every single area? My friend, sign up for my soul food letter at bosanchez.ph. You will receive brief, actionable, practical, very effective advice on your career, finance, health, relationships, love life, and your spiritual life, delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up now.